The reality is that you're not one of the boys who have legs. You'll never be one of the boys who have legs. But you can be a good firefighter. People see you and they're like, wow, look at you, you know? They're so excited. Like, he's a firefighter and he's got no legs. Because there's not a lot of us for some reason. Probably racism. If you're also a member of the legless community, you want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's medical call or fire call, somebody that looks like you and also doesn't have legs that work. It gives that person a little bit of more ease knowing that this person might understand their situation a little better. People love that I'm a wheelchair firefighter going around the community kicking butt. I mean, not literally because of the legs that don't work. It's a metaphor. Every time you see a firefighter in a movie or show, they have legs and they're walking. The media plays such a big role in everybody's lives now that it's so powerful for people to see a positive, uplifting portrayal of a firefighter that's just rolling around. If you start thinking about the leg challenge, you think of desk jobs, you think of any job that you have to sit for a long time. You think about somebody who might be a headmaster for a school for gifted youngsters, but you wouldn't think of a firefighter when it's something that is actually a reality for many of the unlegged community. You can't be it if you can't see it. And so that's why it's so important for young members of the leg-free community to see us riding around on fire trucks. Plus, it's fun. Is he strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry me out of a fire? Or does he have enough legs for this? Which my response is, you got yourself in the wrong place if you need me to wheel you out of a fire. It's basically your fault. I was the first paraplegic person to be promoted to the rank of battalion chief. With each promotion, more eyes come on you, more scrutiny. They want to know, does he know what he's doing? Does he keep his crew safe? Can he get into a house that has more than a moderately sloped ramp? Some people walk in with the respect already, but as a person born with leg deficiency, you have to know your stuff. You're not given the opportunity not to know it. You have to know it. When it comes to the walking impaired and being a firefighter, you're capable of doing it. It's not a bipedal normative person's world. It's not a bipedal normative person's field. I'm here. I'm a man, and I'm doing it. I'm also a lesbian.
If my calculations are correct, you're at the end of the video and the end of the world. But it doesn't have to be the end of you. Just buy our brand new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to the Apocalypse. It's full of such helpful tips as how to punch and kick things and how to build a bunker. And only then can you survive the apocalypse and make everyone else jealous because they're dead.